Today is day 16 of our 21 days of prayer and fasting journey. This week, which is the final week of our three-week fast, we're asking God to help us bring the hope of Jesus to everyone around us as we experience the fullness of His love and goodness in our lives. Together, we'll read Scripture, reflect on what God is showing us, and pray. Today, we'll discover what it means to have hope in Christ. In Psalm 34, verse 18, we're told that the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Our God is a God of hope. Hope for today and for the future. The interesting thing about hope is that this word is misused a lot nowadays. I hope I get an A. I hope my team wins. I hope the weather is good. It's almost like wishful thinking. That's not the biblical word. The biblical word for hope is like an anchor for our souls. It's a certainty, a joyful and confident expectation. This is what God has given us in Christ, a confident expectation that in Him we have everything to live for and everything we need to live. And if He's done that for us, why can't He do it for others? God has given us hope so that we can share it with the people around us, and they can receive it and be filled with it too. Is there someone in your life that you can encourage? Someone who needs the hope of Jesus? Take time to pray for them and consider reaching out to them today. Lord, I pray for those who are still in bondage the way that I was. Thank you for your forgiveness and for creating a path for me to find freedom in you. I ask that you pave that path for others in my life to know you. Please help me share my story with those you want to bring restoration and hope to. In Jesus' name, amen.